mic on? We're going to start early this morning. There's two scriptures I want you to understand because I'm training apostolic and prophetic intercessors. Apostolic and prophetic intercessors. There's certain things you need to know. I'll do more in the service this morning. One of the revelations that's going to be released in the service this morning will change your whole spectrum of praying and your whole spiritual life. But two scriptures, Hebrews 4:12, and then we're going to pray Romans 8. And why? Here's why. You might want to make note of it. Go ahead and sit down. You might want to make note of it. In Hebrews 4:12, you are rightly divided. You're rightly divided. If you're not divided rightly, the enemy is going to play game with you. So your spirit and soul and body has to be rightly divided. Okay? Or if they are not, you're going to lose. And so the word of God, that piercing power and that power in the word of God, it separate your spirit, your soul, and your spirit. I think it starts with your soul. Your soul and your spirit and your joints and the marrow. The marrow is on the inside of your bone. And then it knows, discern the intent and thoughts of the heart. What is your mind? What is your soul? Because your spirit, intense tension all the time, is the same thing as the Holy Spirit. Now, here's what is a revelation, I think, to me. I hope it helped to you as we pray Romans 8. Romans chapter 8, the whole chapter, bring the spirit, the soul, and the body in order. It's a life chapter, but it deals with, say, for instance, in the 11th verse, it deals with the body. 14th verse, it deals with the spirit. You get down to the 26 through the 28th verse, you're going to see it deals with the soul. And so it's a life. Romans chapter 8 is a life chapter. We're going to pray this morning. It's a life chapter. And when it talks about being spiritually minded, you talk about being carnal minded, spiritually minded. Now, class, this is going to take you a little further. But flesh doesn't necessarily represent your body there. Flesh represents your soul out of wax, and that take your body out of wax. So if you can get you looking just at flesh, you're looking at your body, you're not looking at where he entered in at. The enemy entered in your soul, your mind, your intellect, your will, your emotion, your reason. You're conscious. So it's the apostolic. It sure is.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, you see, but it'll put us on a stronger place of understanding how to win the battle. Okay? Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So you're not, even in prayer, if you don't have your spirit, soul, and body in place, what did it say? Did it say the soul first in Hebrews 4:12? For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword.
Yes, sir.
It puts soul first, doesn't it?
Yes,
now, you know in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it puts spirit first.
Yes.
But here, soul is placed first for a reason. And soul is placed first in that chapter and last. Because when it says, is a discerner of the intent and thought of the heart, that's the soul right there.
Yes,
let's face it now. Let's face this before we start praying. The Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, right? Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new, right?
Yes, sir.
That's in your spirit.
Yes.
So now, write that down and write down 2 Peter chapter 1. Read that very carefully. Read that very carefully, especially the first part, because they're talking about your divine nature. Now, they're talking about your spirit. And so read all the way down when you're reading 3 Peter. I don't have time in the moment. When you're reading it, 2 Peter chapter 1. Read those intricate parts, divine nature, exceeding great and precious promise, lack precious faith. All right?
Yes.
Read those very carefully. Then it tell you how the whole operation run. It runs by faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then it tell you some things that has to be added to your faith
right, for
your faith to run right.
Yes, sir.
See, your whole system, your spirit, your soul, and body must run by faith. Faith is the engine, in essence. You see what I'm saying? And so he tell you what to add to your faith, and then he tell you something specifically, I think in the 10th verse of 2 Peter 1, 10, I think one of those verses says that you will not be barren. You'll be fruitful. That's your life. He's talking about your life. He's talking about the challenges and the different things come in your life. They can come, but they won't handle you. Because now you got your Trinity together, like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, one. He wants and he designed you for your spirit, soul, and body to be like the Trinity. You see what I'm saying? Because your conscience is going to tell you when there's a sin. Once you get back and repent, no more sin. You're back perfect. You're back complete. You're back whole. But holding that soul accountable, it'll hold your body accountable. Most people's body are not accountable because they don't know what's happening to them. They're fighting back and they're making confession. I'm going to live right. I'm going to do this thing. And, you know, they really love God. But if an enemy know your weak spot, and you don't know how to cover your weak spot, that's why he's going to hit you every time. And so your weak spot is your soul. But it don't have to be weak. If you build it properly, it will receive strength from your spirit. And when your soul receives strength from your spirit, your body receives strength from your soul. And now you got the Trinity in divine alignment with God, and you're a powerful man, a woman of God. Okay? All sin originate from carnality. All sin. Sin does not originate. Your spirit can't sin. If your spirit can sin, God can sin. Because your spirit is the very nature of God. So if you find out, you understand what I'm saying? If you find out where the problem is, when you find out, watch this. This will bless you. When you find out you're not the problem. Your shortcoming and your mistakes, you not the problem. You have to take, we'll start praying in a moment. You have to take, some of y'all got here late. Hebrews 4:12 rightly divides you. Romans chapter 8 puts you back together. Spirit, soul, and body. Say spirit, soul, and body. The enemy have had us emphasizing on the spirit and the body. And have our soul in his hand, jugging it like he wants. Are you following me? But once you know this as an intercessor, see, apostolic intercessor and prophetic intercessors have to know this. Yeah, they have to know. They have to intercede with the understanding that all three parts has to be involved. Spirit, soul, and body. Okay? And then you can intercede for people better if you know how they made up. Somebody act up, you know, and say, well, the soul done got ahead of them. I'm just going to keep praying for them. You're not going to beat them down and say they're not saved because they made a mistake. Or, you know, we'll send them to hell, you know. They just say, no, we got to pray them back in. A real intercessor, we need to be dealing with people more than anything else, their weaknesses. And putting some strength in it. Yes. Not judgment. Because the intercessors pray to hold the judgment back. That's one of the reasons intercessors pray. They pray to hold judgment back. They stand between the person and God. They become mediator in prayer. This spirit is very strong, you know. Very strong. Now, in Romans 8, 1, we'll start praying. Y'all can stand up now. Now, listen to what I'm telling you. Now, on the bulletin, you all, on Sunday morning, just pray for the service. Yes, sir. Just pray for the people that they can understand their soul and body can connect with their spirit, and that they can hear. Now, the message that I'm going to preach this morning is going to be shocking, but it's going to be rocketing. It's going to take you to another level. But we need to pray. We know we need to pray about hearing, seeing, and understanding, right? And then from those three, you can apply, right? Yeah, you got to hear it, you got to see it, you got to understand. Then you can apply it. See, we're trying to apply without really hearing. Now, we're not talking about physical hearing. Without seeing. Because God see different than us. But he made us where we can see like him. All right, now. What we're praying about now, we're going to begin to pray in a few moments. I'm trying to get it in so much I can't get it congeal enough to in one setting. But Romans chapter 8 is a life chapter. It's talking about the life of the Spirit. But the life of the Spirit cannot function without the life of the soul and the life of the body like it should, not in this world. And so we're bringing the three together. And so as you read this chapter and study it, you'll see, look for your spirit, look for your soul, look for your body. Now, we talk about carnality, it's talking about your soul. Okay? Then it gives us a law in the second verse. Look at the law in the second verse. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. Why are we not free then? Why we're not free? Why we got to be praying about healing every five minutes, praying about finance, praying about getting my family together? Why are we doing that? Because we haven't been rightly divided, even though we love God. But you can love a meal, but if you can't cook it, you'll never eat it. It's all right eating a meal somebody else cooked, but they might not want to cook it for me all the time. So I have to learn how to cook it myself. Are you following what I'm saying? And so individually, my dog, it's 8:17. Individually, you're going to have to recognize this, because if you don't, your inner seating is going to be a mess. You're going to try to make things happen that are not going to happen until you help that person in another area. See, thanks, Spirit. I am a spirit. I have a soul. I live in the body. And we've said that. But now we're going to have to be more crucial about it in our prayer time. God, dog, I sure don't want to tell you all ahead of time. Lord, can I get around this? God, dog, man. No, y'all can get in trouble. I'm going to hold it as much as I can. But you know exactly what I'm talking about when I start. But it's so powerful. The first verse says, there's no condemnation in him who in Christ Jesus, who walked not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Right?
Yes,
now that word flesh there means soul.
Yes, sir.
Who walked not after their mind, walked not after their intellect, walked not after their reason, walked not after their conscious, unconscious. It's unconsciousness what happened to us. You're unconscious, trying to do things, you're unconscious. The enemy got you unconscious because your conscience is not full of the word of God. So we'll pray about that for everyone who's coming. Then we've got thousands of people be watching by broadcast. We're going to pray about our Trinity, our spirit, our soul, and our body. We're praying for everybody who come in this church this morning, their spirit, soul, and body be properly connected by the Spirit of God. You ready? Let's lift hand and start there. And go read the first six verses. Pray over the first six verses, all right? Father, we just thank you and praise you this morning here as we open a new season in the body of Christ, that men and women may know what's happening to them, how to change it, how to come out of it, how to go in. We pray on this service this morning. Every person coming, they will hear clearly, they will see clearly, they will understand clearly, and anything that needs to be flushed will be flushed. Anything that needs to flow will flow properly. So these intercessors, we come on one accord as one man. We're asking you to touch us as we pray and touch every chair in this building and touch every person who comes through those doors in a special way and let them know how much you love them and let them see how to walk in that love, walk in that forgiveness, and walk in that power. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name, y'all spread out and start praying. First, I might call some more voices out. Take the first six voices, I think. Look at them and then pray it. Look at them and pray it. There's therefore now no condemnation of them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So we have to walk after the Spirit. Flesh there is not talking about senses, they're talking about your soul. Your soul automatically takes you in your unlearned senses. Reminisce of Kodananasa. Uraba Baba Basa Katala Yeso Koshiti. Thank you, Lord. Take the condemnation off the body of Christ. Kora Mama, let her know what's happening to her. Every individual, Rasoko that come to this door will get a clear understanding of their spirit, soul, and their body, and know how to handle their soul and body with the sword of the spirit. Halala Bashoko Tere Te Karatso Koshiki Tere. We take the sword out this morning. Lord, you've given us a holy trinity, our spirit, soul, and body. You want there to be a holy trinity. Where you can dwell in either part you want. Look at Romans 8:1. That's what we're praying there. Shout out, we've got to get condemnation out. And the last condemnation out of your soul, out of your mind, out of your conscience. Shout out, know you're forgiven by the blood of Jesus. You're not ready for the second voice if you can't get the first voice straight. Every person, Lord, we pray and thank you for deliverance, yeah, and victory. Oh my God. Every person, be aware of their spirit, soul, and body, and get them in divine alignment with the word of God. When the word go forth, their spirit and soul and body going to start lining up this morning. Shout out, Abba, because they're going to understand. Shaka, see. Andala, Abba, Saki, hey, Kosa. Kororoba, Sa, ta, 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 ta. All right, know what you're doing now. Romans 8:1. Know what you're doing. Hatala, Abba, Sa, ta, ta. So I keep praying. Romans 8 lines your spirit, soul, and body back up. To the Hebrew 4:12, separate them so they can get lined back up. The outer coat, the inner coat, the innermost coat. All condemnation be moved off of people's heart today. In Jesus' name. Men and women go free today. They've been carrying stuff 20, 30 years. Aha. Shalalabashata. Talalabasha. The word to go in there and get it today. Shakata. Get it out. Shakata loko shake it. Put something in there. Shororo babasa kotuliki toloko shiti. Ramama mama soko shiti. Now, if that second voice is true, what's wrong? If that second voice, Romans 8:2, if it's true, and it is true, what's the problem? See. You understand? What's the problem? Why we got to be praying about all these little battles all the time? And the Bible says the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, spirit of life in Christ Jesus, spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death operate in your soul and your body. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus operate in your spirit. When you know how to operate in your spirit right, you put the law of the spirit of life in your soul and your body. They all be one. Y'all ain't hearing me. They all be one. See, the law not lying. It's your soul lying to you. See, and once you learn how what we're talking about to do that, to yield, and say, now I had to pray about my spirit, soul, and body. Now your spirit is all right, but just bring it on in because it's the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Holy Spirit, your soul, your body, your life. And then your life situation. So your life can handle the situation if you got it lined up right. See? So when you pray the second verse, you want to, you're aiming to tie the knot properly. For lack of better words, your spirit, soul, and body, by the word of God and by the spirit of God, can have a covenant marriage. And one hurting the other one to know it, and it can get it straight. You're always going to have trouble with your soul because it'll lean the other way, but you're going to have to snatch it back, but you got to know what you're doing. All right. So now, we pray this part of the prayer. We're praying it for the servant this morning, everybody who come here, that for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, they understand the freedom that has made me free. Anywhere you're not free, you know there's another law working. And then you know you can change it. See? You're not free by quoting scripture. No, that's not free. Are you free when you go home? Free means free. If you're free here, you're free there. Your only freedom can't be here when we sing it. You're not really free. You fool. Real freedom be with you everywhere you go. But you see, it's for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Where can the law of sin and death work now? Soul and body. It's not going after your body. Whatever happened in your body came out of your soul. If it's good or bad. So by knowing that, by praying this, persons who come through this door, even us here who are here now, we can get a hold of this thing and leave here lighter. And even your problems become bright when you know how to turn on the light. Yeah, because you know this only temporary. But we carrying this stuff 15, 20 years. You carry it 15 minutes is too long. We carry 15 weeks, 15 months. I'm trying to get out of this. No, as soon as you apply your faith, you're out of it. The symptoms and the feeling and the sign and all the other stuff and the calls people making to you and all that, it doesn't matter. You hang up, I'm out. You know it and you know it. And heaven is responsible to back you up. Do y'all realize what this, that you can become an apostolic prophetic intercessor? I'll tell you more about it in a few moments, but how to become a prophetic intercessor. You're praying and it's done while you're praying. You get up and prophesy. So let's pray the second verse. Come on. Father, thank you. We understand the law. We understand how to cooperate with the law of the spirit in our total man, in our spirit and soul and body. Shout out Abba Koshi. Y'all not praying loud enough for me. We're trying to get in here. Katala Labasha. Woo! Katala Labasha. I let Christ in my soul. I let Christ in my body reign, rule. Shatakata, kashakatarata, rasata, my total being. I'm delivered from the law of sin and death. Shatakatarabako, holy, sanctified, tararabas, complete, set apart, spirit, soul, and body. It's a happening in this house. Delebo shakata, deliverance, blood, shakata, Jesus, cross. Resurrection. You know, your soul kept. You know why you haven't been able to sit in your seat? This is what the Spirit of God just told me. The Bible said we're seated in heavenly places with Him. You know the reason you haven't been able to stay in your seat? Because of what I'm teaching you right now. Your soul and your body keep messing with you, bringing you out of your seat. When you get them lined up, you're going to sit in that seat continuously.
Thank you. I receive that.
No matter what come, you're going to stay in your seat. I ain't coming down here to talk to you. I'm staying in my seat. I know where you're tricking me at. I'm going to get it right, but I ain't getting out of my seat. See, because when you come condemn, you're out of your seat. Now, you're in your seat, but you're out your seat. See, you need to be in your seat in this life. See, as far as God's concerned, you never get out your seat. You're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free. But the law still there and the seat still there. But if you don't know how to handle your Trinity, you out. Out in your mind, out in your conscience, trying to get back. If thou confess thy sin, he's faithful just to forgive you and cleanse you. In 2 weeks? No. No. Suddenly. Immediately, God forgive you. Because he know where the problem came from. It didn't come from you. Listen to me. He know where the problem came from. The problem came from you not knowing how to instruct your soul. That's why he can forgive you. See, he couldn't forgive you if you couldn't do it. So the problem come from not knowing, I say it, some of y'all got here a little late, the fourth chapter of Hebrews, the 12th verse, divide your whole man. Romans 8, bring him back together. Romans 8, training you how to give life to your soul and your body. And all three walking in the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, even your soul and your body. Because your spirit man is bringing them down the right road. Anybody see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Anybody see how the enemy will trick you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he'll get you out your seat. That's it. But he gets you out your seat in your mind. He can't get you out your seat because your seat is permanent.
Yes, sir.
Raise your hand, start praying about you getting, you sitting in your seat, spiritual. Yeah, full of thought. Yeah, Lord, I shook up. Thank you, Lord. I'm sitting in my seat in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I ain't coming out no more. Shakata. I don't care what happened. I ain't coming out. Rule and reign in authority. Ooh, Lord, hallelujah. 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 Rabba so koshi di. Rabba ba 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 sa ka ta ka sa ta. Rabba ba ba sa ko so koshi te 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 te. Din di di bo sa. My goodness. Come on, children, press in. Hallelujah. Koshi ke te. Urabba shata. Hallelujah. Shata koshe ke te 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 te. Roba basata. Roba baba basata shata. Irerebo so koshe te 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 te. Roma manikata te te te. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Shumbre sata. Thank you for this service, Lord. Thank you for every person. Will come in divine alignment. Their spirit be touched, their soul, their bodies. A lot of healing will take place today. Oh, womb. Sata ta ta ka shata. Rabba ba ba sata ka shika. Rabba ba 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 sata ka shaka sata. Now, what you have, people will come here, including some of us in here. What you have, I want you to write this down. A wounded soul. A wounded soul. And you want to develop an excellent soul. And the way you do it, quickly write this down. You want to keep the finished work of Christ flowing through your soul. You want to keep the dunamis power of the resurrection. It was Philippians 3:10 is a good word. Flowing through your soul. Keep it flush. And you want to keep the rivers of living water flowing through your soul. I want you to soak your soul in the blood. Don't worry about your body. Your body got to come. Once your soul go down, once you say it got to follow. Yeah, see. But your soul don't have to follow your spirit. But your body have to follow your soul. So, you know, just by confession, somebody keeps telling out loud, you had a dream that didn't line up. You get up, it's the Lord trying to tell you something. Get up, you got a soul problem. Get up and say, Lord, I soak my soul in the blood of Jesus. Damage, listen to me very carefully now. Damages in your body is leaving now. Because you're catching it. You're catching it. The world system can't tell us how healthy we can be. Or how long we're going to live. Or they can't tell us nothing incurable. Consult with God. See, when your soul is out of whack, you take science above the spirit. Because science sounds like it knows what they're talking about. And so your soul, your mind, your intellect, your emotion, your memory. See, that memory is in your soul. You remember how mama and them had it? How mama got sick and how Uncle John got sick? Just the way it got to go. No, Uncle John and Jesus Christ. And the church better come to the light of this fact that you don't have to have it because somebody else has it. You resist it with violent faith. We ain't got no business suffering about money like this. That's all up in your soul. Once you get the thing lined up, prosperity will flow through your soul, to your body, into your life, into your life situation. Now, I'm teaching you apostolic, so I don't care what your religion is saying right now. You know something wrong. Huh? All the power you read about, and it's not resonant, got to be something out of line. Come on, come on, come on now. We got a few more minutes to pray. Got to be something out of alignment. Oh, God, just a liar. No, you the liar. I'm the liar. We got to line up. God couldn't just make you a spirit like him because Adam messed up. And so Jesus had a spirit, soul, and a body too. Why Jesus kept doing everything right? He had that soul in place. Okay, so now that's what we have to do. Now, don't get me wrong leaving here. You're led by the Spirit of God. But you fall off the truck if you don't know you're a tri-type being. All right? Now, being spiritually minded. What's that talking about? All right. Yeah, like you don't know what I'm talking about. So, now, Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by what? When you renew your mind, you become spiritually minded. Otherwise, you're devilish minded, you're flesh minded, you're sin minded. But when you renew your mind with the word of God, because the word of God come in and do what? Hebrews 4:12. It separates that soul from that spirit so it can deal with it. You following it? A few more minutes. Lift your hand. Let's pray. Pray the fourth. What voice was on? 2, 3, go. 3, 4, 5, 6. Pray them. Romans 8. Thank you, Lord. Your people are seen right now. Roshakatata. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Nala kasatata koshidi. Dalaba satata tata. Andalaba kosekasatata. Look at verse 5. Look at verse 5. It says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Now that word flesh, they that are after the soul. They mind the things of the soul. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. So those of us who want to be after the Spirit, turn to 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. I got to close. I'm teaching and praying. Teaching, preaching, and praying. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. See? When there's a part of me not set apart to God, Satan take it. He waiting. See? And one of our greatest downfall spiritually is ignorance. Church people singing and running and jumping and losing at the same time. That's not right. So he said, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit, whole soul, whole body, be preserved blameless. How that going to happen, Lord? You're going to have to know what to do. You go back to Romans 12, 2 now. Be not conformed. All right, you conform. Now you want to transform. Be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. When you see mind and will, you're talking about your soul. In that voice, you talk about your mind. It talks about your will. They're both in your soul. Neither one of them saved. Your mind not saved and your will not saved. Your conscience not saved. Your memory not saved. Your imagination not saved. Your thoughts not saved. You got to save them. That's why we got this book. That's why we got them, so many chapters in the Bible. So we can have something to feed into our soul. And to keep us as one man. When your spirit, your soul, and your body begin to function as one man. Look out. You talking about some power. Look out. You don't want that person to lay a hand on you. I'm telling you, that power will come in you like an electric current. When that spirit, soul, I feel it right now. When that spirit, soul, and body is in alignment, don't sell it for religion. Don't sell it. Come on, I got to close. Don't sell it for routine. Don't sell it for regular. Be willing to expand, enlarge in the things of God. Don't let your 17 little scriptures fool you. God is bigger than that. And not one of us in here, I tell you how important. Not one of us in here or around the world have ever maximized a scripture. That scripture is so loaded you can be on it the rest of your life. One scripture is so expansive, so powerful. So we're students. We're learning. All right? All right. All right. Father, we just thank you for this service coming up. Thank you that we will expand, enlarge, understand, and walk with you. Thank you, Lord. I mean, every man and woman come here, whatever they're dealing with and whatever they need to deal with, may your spirit ride through their spirit and give them expansion of understanding. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.